In John chapter 10 and verse 10, Jesus declares, quote, "I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." Jesus came so that we could have an abundant life. The basic definition of abundantly is, quote, "in large quantities." But what large quantities of what? Many people, probably most people, would consider owning lots of stuff, having lots of possessions, having lots of things, having all of this in large quantities as living an abundant life. People go into huge debt in order to have nice stuff, houses, cars, etc. People manage their 401ks. People have investments in mutual funds. People open up IRAs in order to secure an abundant life for their retirement. Now, wanting to have nice things isn't of itself a bad thing, and planning for your retirement is certainly wise. But what makes up, what constitutes an abundant life? When Jesus talked about us having an abundant life, could he have been referring to more spiritual things? You know, there are some things that money just cannot buy. And there's an old saying that money can't buy happiness, and that is pretty accurate. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4 that he wished his readers would have the, quote, "peace of God which passes all understanding." Don't you think that if a person has peace in his or her life, they are living an abundant life? On more than one occasion, Jesus told his disciples, "Peace be to you." But sadly, we are all well aware that in this world today, there seems to be a lack of peace. But friends, through Jesus Christ, we can have true peace. We can have a tranquil mind here and now. And through the work of Jesus Christ, we can also have confidence in our eternal future. Peace, tranquility, confidence. Friends, only Jesus can provide you and me with the resources to truly experience an abundant life. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your peace. Help us to share that peace with others. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.